the bless of my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
With Janine Priest and Love, Life is a Beach, sponsored by Sepro, exporting home abroad. We took an opportunity to visit the Vol, and of course we were invited by Shaky Russell to come and watch Elvis, and what an amazing Elvis he was. You will hear my interview with him, and if you get a chance to catch him and his team, it's called Elvis and Friends, and let me tell you, absolutely worth the visit. But I took the opportunity also to look at the hotel. It's been refurbed, and we've spent some time wandering around the hotel, looking at the new amenities, and of course the view is just amazing. So I caught up with Daniel, the GM, and we had a bit of a chat. So following is the conversation we had. Shortly after that, we have the history of food. And of course, the history of food brings us the tale of the whale. I'm Janine Preston, and you with Life is a Beach, brought to you by Sepro, exporting home abroad.
I'm Janine Preston, and you with Life is a Beach, and today we're at the Val Riviera Hotel in Vienna.
Vienna, yeah.
Yeah, it's Vienna.
Yeah.
And the most beautiful setting, we're on the fifth floor, and it has the most amazing view of the swimming pool and the entire river going down. Is it going south or is it going north?
East to west.
Is it east to west?
East to west, yeah.
And we look down and we're looking east or we're looking west?
If we look to our right side, we're looking east.
And oh, really?
Our left side, west, yeah. So we sit right underneath the Vol Dam. So the Vol Dam, the dam wall is about 35 k's away from the property.
And does this end at the Vol Dam?
No. The Vol Dam, and then we come afterwards.
Afterwards. And yes. Where does the Vol River end?
Are you asking me a question?
Yeah, I know. My geography sucks, so that's why I'm asking you.
Somewhere down in the Orange River network, somewhere down there.
But it's quite beautiful because it's quite full at the moment.
It
by
is.
By the looks of things.
Yeah. So what this is, between the Vol Dam and Sasol, there is a barrage. So there's a mini dam wall. So this stretch of the river, it's about 50, 60 k's of river, still stays full all year round.
Oh, wow.
So the rest of it underneath, that will start drying out come winter time. But in summer, it will stay full with the Vol River filling up.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was just because you were on the flow that it flows through here.
It actually holds it back a little bit.
How long has the property been around?
Since the 1930s, it started off with a golf course or a picnic area, and it developed. It was a small kiosk and a picnic area on the river itself, and then the kiosk developed into a restaurant setup, and the restaurant developed into a little hotel.
Oh, my word.
The golf course developed here in the 30s, and there's Shaky from last night's Elvis show, and the developed into a golf course, It's a Barker building next door. The clubhouse is still a Barker building, architect design. So it's a heritage building. And then in the 40s, they built the first two floors or one floor of the hotel we were sitting in now. So where we were sitting now was the reception.
Oh, so it only had one floor?
It was only one floor. And then they developed the second floor. And yeah, in the late 70s, Mr. Saul Kersner then bought out. By then, the golf course was fully developed. He then went up five floors on the two floors that was existing from the 40s. And he built on the extra wing with five floors. And he built in the entertainment center, the conference center and everything, which is now the reception area and the front side of the hotel. So that's how it developed. So there's a long history of it. So we're coming up to our 100 year celebrations within the next 10 years. We're trying to pin a exact date. So it started 1930, so we're now about, 8 years away for 100 centenary.
My goodness.
Type of celebration of some sort.
I was first here, I think it was about 2003. You had a Nokia launch here, and I came to the Nokia launch, and that's when I first came to the hotel. And we noticed the view, particularly thinking you couldn't have built on a better spot in the Johannesburg kind of Gauteng area, because everyone wants to get away to some sort of water view, and Correct. You certainly provide that.
Yeah. Well, like I say, Yasmin, it's the great old dame of the Vaal. She's had various owners and things over the years, but all major companies, or all South African, truly South African and international companies, at some point in time, has had something happening here. If you're in the Vaal Triangle and you anywhere between the age of about 35 through to 60, 70, you've either gotten married here, was here with a marriage, you had a 50th birthday party or a christening or something. So she's been around the block forever and a bit.
And I must say your gardens are looking beautiful.
Yeah, my gardener, Barbara, she knows what she's doing. She works hard to getting it done.
I think one of the most important things is, now that we're out of, we're sort of on the other side of COVID, let's put it that way. We're not out of it, but we're on the other side of it. I think it gave a lot of, although it was a tough time for you in the hospitality industry, I think it gave a time for recovery. Because one often didn't have enough closure to fix gardens or to fix buildings or to renovate, and I think you've certainly done a good job of that.
So funny story is, we bought out the property the 1st of December last year.
Oh my word.
So it was closed for 9 months, almost a year. So yes, COVID has helped us a little bit this year on that side of things, but we are busy with the full refurbishment and redo and press restart and all the rest of it.
And who's we?
Well, Copper Sunset Training bought out the property, which is owned by Quest Alarang. And then myself and Quest partnered up in the management side of it, in the management company. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is very exciting. It's challenging to start up something in the middle of a pandemic.
And I mean, who would have ever, when you went to hotel school, or if you ever did go to hotel school, most of us at this age didn't, but you kind of got into hospitality, and who would have ever seen that there would be a pandemic in our lifetime?
No,
I mean,
no,
really.
A couple of things with Ebola and all those things where we had a bit of a scare, but we never saw properties closed.
No.
As in shut doors. So it's been interesting. And it's been an interesting way of doing things and how to do things and remodeling of the business, I think.
And how many rooms do you have?
Okay, so we currently are operating on 65 rooms. We are in the process of refurbishing another 20. So there's 65 hotel rooms running, and there is 6 self-catering units running at the moment. And by the end of November, we will be on 85 hotel rooms and 6 self-catering units.
I haven't seen your self-catering units. What, are they in the hotel or
they
on the golf
side?
They are
in the hotel. They sit in the second floor.
Yeah.
So the second floor is where our self-catering timeshare units are.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Because especially since you've got the golf course alongside, It's often when wives and that come along with their husbands, it actually gives them sort of a bit of a home from home feel.
Yeah, that's why we've got the packages, and we're trying to have an entertainment center, especially now that people can go away for 2, 3, 4 days without worrying if we are going to be shut down or not. So you don't have to schlep all the way back from Durban. So we've got spa facilities on the 5th floor currently that will be moving.
Oh, I saw that. And yeah, you could smell a spa a mile away. They just have such an amazing, gorgeous aroma. Correct. I don't think it's a smell so much as it's an aroma.
So that is moving down now. We probably will have it moved by the end of November into a building in the front side of the hotel. We've got kiddies entertainment, the kiddies room. We've got the dinner theatre dedicated to plays and Elvis last night and all kinds of things that's running.
That is just such a nice idea, because we were there last night. And I remember thinking, Supper Club was something that was started by Richard Loring a million years ago at in Constantia there in Madrid, because we were living in Madrid at the time. And I remember we went to go and see Janis Joplin by PJ Powers. She has Janis Joplin. And it was such a lovely idea. And slowly but surely, the supper theatre idea went away. And for whatever reason, we were left without it. They tried to move it, I think, to Gold Reef City, but it didn't quite take off. So when I was in the venue last night, I thought, now this is the way I remember a supper club.
That's it. So we're trying to recreate it. And this is one of the things that COVID has taught us. To have smaller groups. So we only sell 70 tickets a week. So there's one show a week, 70 tickets, and it's fully booked. It is just fully booked. So all five, the current running Elvis production is fully booked for the period of time. And like I said, it's one of the things that COVID has taught us. Go small, go smaller, smaller groups, more cost effectiveness for both sides, the business and the client or the guest. And it seems like it's working at the moment. If we look at our figures and our stats, we're doing well.
And so certainly from a food point of view, and delivery of food and
everything as well. So to come back, yes, from spa to entertainment, live entertainment around the pool every weekend. The club, the golf club is running, the park run is running at the moment. So, I mean, this morning we had over 250 people on the park run, running the course. So there's everything, mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, doing whatever they feel like. So it's a one-stop shop, and it's not a nice description to put it that way, but it is a very, very encompassing offering here.
I think it's brilliant. I think one of the things that I like most about it is you're not far from Joburg. Now, Joburg is a centre of where everybody lives, so it's, whether you like it or not, that's what Joburg is. And us being able to get away without having to leave early in the morning and have to drive all day, it was such a pleasure, because we left home, I think, at 12 o'clock. We stopped at the Wimpy, because it's always part of our road trip. You have to feel like you've left Johannesburg when you stop at the NGN Wimpy, you know, the blockhouse. And we stopped and we bought our coffee, and I said to Keith, this is like so cool, we're on a road trip. He said, we're about 17 minutes from the hotel. I said to you, we may not even finish our coffee, but it doesn't matter. The fact is, we've left Johannesburg and we're on holiday. And that, I think, was the nicest thing, was 17 minutes later, we were here. So we were able to sit at the pool. And when I sent the photos to my son, who lives in the Isle of Man, and where it's raining, as usual, I said to him, look where we are. And he said, geez, it looks lovely. It looks empty. I said, it is, because it's only Friday afternoon at 2. Nobody's left Joburg yet. He said, oh, yeah, it just feels like the weekend. I said, isn't it amazing that we were able to leave Johannesburg at 12 o'clock? At 2 o'clock, we were in our cozies at the pool having a beer. I said, how amazing is that?
Exactly. And that goes across the board to all market segments. That's now conferencing or meetings or just a quick golf day away, morning golf day, business meet. Drive out for the day to have a spa package, a couple of ladies together in the spa for the day.
And I just think your gardens really lend itself to a beautiful wedding venue.
They do.
Oh my word.
We are extremely busy with weddings, so there's normally a wedding a weekend We also limited to the amount of weddings so that we can face it through.
I just think it's so funny because so many people couldn't get married during the COVID period. Now it's like, exactly. Let's get married before they close it again.
But watch this space. There is going to be something happening around that very shortly. Can't announce it now, but there is something around that whole COVID marriage thing that's going to happen with us very shortly. And then, of course, with the gardens is also the ideal place for picnic in the park. So
I believe Sunday, you've got a picnic in the park on a Sunday. Ellen was telling me yesterday.
Yeah, it's actually tomorrow's picnic in the park. So here on the terraces, in the gardens, between the new herb garden and all the rest of it, we have the artist on stage. And you come, you pour your blanket out, you get a bottle of wine from us and a picnic basket, and you chill and relax for a Sunday afternoon under the trees in the shade.
That's
next
awesome.
To the Vaal River. How more?
What more could you ask for?
Yeah, what can you ask for more than that?
And tell me, do you still have the boat that
yes,
does the cruising?
Yes, boat is on the river. So there's two Aqua Lounges operates and manages the boats. So there's the big flotilla and then the smaller one. So they run over weekends. They run on an hourly basis every hour. They offer as well 3-hour cruises with lunch on Sundays and on Saturdays. Then, of course, in the week and everywhere else, private functions, private corporate gatherings or birthday parties, and they can be rented out on an hourly, two-hourly, whatever case.
And what's your average rate?
Okay, so the rate is fluctuating. So in the week, middle week, midweek rates vary between 650 and 950 rand, twin sharing with breakfast included. And over weekends, it runs up to 1,250 rand for two people.
And that's really, really inexpensive.
It's inexpensive.
I mean, especially if you look at some of the rates that you're looking at in Durban or
correct.
Any of those places. I mean, and you still have to travel there.
Correct.
One of the things that we discovered was so many people don't realize what a gem it is living in Joburg. Because of people like yourselves who offer a great venue and a great weekend away, we also have the area like the Cradle. You don't have to leave Joburg and get there in the middle of the night.
No,
you can, like we did, we stopped at the Wimpy and 17 minutes later we were here.
That's the thing. I think that's another thing that COVID has taught all of us is that you don't have to leave so far. You don't have to go to the Durban or to the Cape Town. There is things around us that we must rediscover. And like I said, with our rates and with our figures currently, we are seeing that more and more people are realizing that they can just walk away for one night or for 2 days and don't have to go to the expense of going somewhere else.
No, absolutely.
Not that I'm denying it. I mean, Durban.
No, listen, for a week, it's awesome. But I mean, to come here for a few days just to get away,
and
especially if you've got a conference.
So everything you can find somewhere else.
And conferences can be self-drive.
Correct.
Because it's really not that far.
That's it. And there's a lot to do in the Vereeniging area as well. I mean, mountain biking is big out here. There's walking trails. There's quad biking down the road. There's canoeing. There's rafting. There is an immense amount of activities around the Vaal Triangle that can also be done in conjunction with this. So it's not.
And can they do those bookings here with you?
They can do the bookings through the reception, yes. Our website is the best place to go to because on the website you get direct deals where you can book packages and where you have the facility to have packages, golf packages, spa packages or whatever the case may be.
And what's your website?
www.rovresort.co.za or just type in Riviera on Vaal and the magic
well,
oracle.
Well, it was cool of you to actually shorten that to ROV.
the oracle for Google enjoys us. So when you go in on Riviera on Vaal, you immediately pop up and say.
That's really cool. And what are your plans for the future?
Well, to see that we can be a number one spot or destination for our immediate Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Northwest clients. I think that's what we want to be. I think the property is coming up to 100 years. It's first centenary. And I think we just want to get the old dame back to where she was in the old days.
And you're certainly on your way there.
I think so. I think we've achieved a lot, even with COVID and all the rest of it. I think we've achieved a lot. It's going well. The support we're getting from everywhere, clients, guests, media, everybody is just awesome.
Well, congrats to your guy in the dining room this morning when I lost my mask.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe I had arrived with it and I couldn't find it. And he walked up to me and he said, could you please put your mask on? Yeah. I said to him, I would if I could find it. But it was kudos to him for coming up and checking with me that I needed to have my mask. I said to him, I'm just going to sit here while my husband fetches one. Yeah.
So with all these things, I think we've got a great team here. I think these guys really, myself even, has really appreciated our industry and what it means to be up and running. Not only financially, but what it means to us who've got passion for this. You know, so there's a lot happening. We've signed a 5-year contract with Big Easy IGT Golf Tours. So there's 3 major events a year happening over the next 5 years with us. We've got our own pro-am, which we hosted now. We also signed a 5-year contract with the International Pairs, Vintuk International Challenge. So the SA Opens are being hosted here with us. So there's a lot going on in the ball.
Nice
and
one.
People must rediscover the ball.
And I noticed
it's not
yesterday.
All bad stories, there's a lot more good stories.
We're from Joburg.
Yeah, there's a lot more good than bad. And I just need people to start rediscovering the area.
And I noticed yesterday there was the Gauteng Sports Awards when we arrived.
That also happened yesterday, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty
cool. There's quite a bit of things happening in the area. I think provincial government and local government is fine. So local and provincial governments are actually coming to the party in big ways around all the issues and the negativity and water qualities and stuff like that. So that's also starting to take place. But it's a step at a time, I suppose.
I think everything is a process. Yeah. And especially after we went through COVID. COVID is something that kind of taught us, and it took away and it gave. It did a bit of both, actually. And it also gave us back domestic tourism.
Correct.
Because a lot of that tourism, we always used to look overseas for our business. And then suddenly you turn around and you can't look overseas, you have to look local. And local people are just as much to blame, because we always looked overseas for our holiday and didn't say, hey, we can drive half an hour down the road and there's a place that's just as good and we get South African food and we don't have to fly and we don't have to spend hours in queues and be delayed and a language problem. We're right here. So it taught us also to go local.
Always 2 sides of a story. And local is lacquer. That old saying of local is lacquer is the truth. And it's cost effective. And it helps the communities. And it helps the bigger ecosystems in towns and villages and stuff. So I'm pro local.
Is a local, a lot of your staff local?
All my staff is local. All my staff.
So they come from the Vaal?
From the Vaal.
And
there's one or 2 people that is from outside the Vaal, but who's shot roots in the Vaal now. But 95% of all my staff is local.
That's awesome, well done.
And you've got to, we have to look after our locals, have to buy local, have to, as best and as much as possible, do local. And that's how you grow economies and industry.
That's awesome, well done.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for coming to visit us.
It's a real pleasure.
I hope to see you guys more.
Oh, no, you will. We had just such a fabulous time with Elvis last night and Shaky Russell. And as I said, it was our first visit since 2003 to the hotel. So nice to see the hotel had upgraded and it had changed with the times. And certainly looking out of our window to that amazing pool and the view down the Vaal, the photos will be on my website. I just thought, oh, no, this is like such an amazing view. Because it was on Facebook in a heartbeat and everybody's like, where are you? I said, it's a cup life in Africa.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I mean, it's just so terrible.
It's terrible. The sun shines in my eyes when I wake up. Yeah.
So you know the feeling.
Terrible life. You guys enjoy it. Our Facebook page is also ROV Resort. A lot of things are happening, so that's our billboard. Go look there, see what's happening, get it out there, come and visit us and throw a picnic blanket down at some point.
Oh, I love the idea of the picnic. I think that is such a cool idea. Where do you advertise your artists? Also on Facebook?
Facebook everywhere, far and as broad as possible. All the local newspapers, Jacaranda, radio stations, everybody. We advertise as far and as broad as possible.
That's awesome.
But word of mouth is still the best.
It's still the best. I completely agree. I mean, after I put it on, I think about 230 people commented yesterday. It's like, geez, you have a hard life in Africa. I said, geez, don't we just.
We look after it, don't worry.
Daniel, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely.
And I'll see you again soon.